Immaculee Ilibagiza brought her story of survival to hundreds of middle school students in Wausau, a story of how she found faith in the midst of a tribal killing spree. It happened when she returned to her native country of Rwanda for Easter in 1994 and lost almost everyone in her family.
My dad was shot. My mom was discovered where she was hiding. My brother was discovered where he was hiding. And another brother died among thousands of people who have run to the stadium.
The thousands who had taken refuge there were blown up by hand grenades. In all, 1 million people were slaughtered in just 100 days. Immaculee survived by hiding for 3 months in a bathroom with seven other women, protected by a family friend. She told us she found hope only after she was able to let go of her anger and forgive the killers.
There is hope. Love is the hope, really. I mean, the person who prepared the genocide, it just came from one idea he had. But he ended up creating almost what he called apocalypse in Rwanda. The genocide is one idea. It all starts in the heart. And the one single thought of love can also change the world.
So you're saying we can combat bad ideas, terrible ideas, with good ideas?
With good ideas. Good will conquer at the end. As long as there are people who are as passionate as those who were passionate about hatred.
Immaculee Ilibagiza's book, Left to Tell, Discovering God Amidst the Rwandan Holocaust, has been translated into 15 languages. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.